Start the net now.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Good morning, everybody. This is WB9GKZ. My name is Pat. I'm in Sturgeon Bay, Wisconsin, way up in Door County, in the boondocks. It's Saturday. Saturday! And you are in tune, in touch, and on the Vintage Single Sideband Net, which meets here most Saturday mornings at the conclusion of the Midwest Classic Radio Net, that net that's on AM on 3885. We operate right here, right around 3840 kilocycles, and we start at 8:30 a.m. Central Time. This net is a meeting place for those of us that like old sideband junk. Many of the rigs that show up here are considered cranky and obsolete, just like the operators. These radios are easily shunned by the general ham populace. Our audio may be distorted, our signals may drift, hum and noise can be heard when we transmit. Dirty switches may cause havoc with our receivers. Oscillators and PLLs may unlock at any time. This is all normal and welcomed here. We are not ashamed. The Vintage Sideband Net welcomes your tube type or hybrid radio of any age to check in. A completely solid state radio of at least 25 years of age is also welcome to be heard. Other newer radios, such as those made by Atlas or Tentec or other obscure manufacturers, have been granted vintage status at the discretion of Net Control, who's here to control you. However, if you try to sneak in with a modern radio newer than 25 years old, you will suffer the wrath of the Net members, and it could get ugly. So, grab your knobs or whatever you have in front of your radio at this time, tune up your transmitters, get on frequency the best you can, and calibrate your ancient digital LED readouts. Let's burn the dust off of those precious sweet tubes and obsolete transistors to the utmost of spectral purity and lowest IMD, which the ARRL despises. Tune them up, and we'll be back in a moment to recap check-ins. WB9GKZ.